So rather than looking at things and saying, I'm going to get rid of this, I'm going to get rid of this, I'm going to get rid of this, it's began to look and see, how do I want to furnish my consciousness now? How do I want to clothe this body now? And begin to do that. And you'll begin to find very quickly that those things that no longer really belong in your consciousness, that you're dismissing in your consciousness, will just fall away. They will just go away. Now, I'll tell you an easier way to do it. It's the easiest way of them all, and yet for a lot of people it's the hardest. And that really is in meditation. In meditation, you can do everything I've just talked about and do it in a very simple way. And the way is in meditation and holding your devotion and your loving on God and waking up into the divine that you are in that meditative moment. You will rise above all of this. You will rise above it all. And all those things that I've just described just drop away. Just drop away for a moment. And you have a new reference point of what it's like to live in the freedom of the divine essence of your spirit, of God in you. And then when you come back into your regular routine of the day, and you find these other things rising up, all you have to do is reference back to that divine loving essence that you know as yourself. Rise back up above it, that is coming up to try to grab a hold of you and drag you into the world. Just rise above it, and it'll drop away. It can't go up that far. Its frequency, its vibration, its nature isn't of spirit. It's of this world. And it's just going to fall back down into the world. And the more you do that, the more that essence begins to dissolve until finally it's gone back into the nothingness from which it came. You're no longer feeding it. And it just automatically deteriorates, dies, goes away. For me, that's the easiest. Confrontation of these things and trying to weigh the weight of one to another. Such as Indiana Jones was weighing that bag of sand to see, I wonder, that gold statue, this bag of sand, I think this is about the right weight. It's a guessing game. Let the divine in you do what it knows to do. It knows how to bring everything into alignment, everything into balance, everything into a place that is of peace and in harmony with its own true nature. Let the divine in you correct all those things that you have done to create disharmony, imbalance, judgment, fear, limitation. And it will do it automatically if you will allow it to. And it's the movement of loving that is that permission. Holding your attention ever on God and loving God first and loving God only. If everything came out of God, everything that is in creation today came out of God, then love it all. Love it all. And you will find everything will come into alignment with the loving. And yes, even love your physical body, love your illnesses, love the body's limitations. Love it all because this body is of God too. It's of God's creation. Well, boy, he didn't do a very good job with this one. I hope he's learning from this so he doesn't make the same mistake again. Well, guess what? It's the God in you that created this body. And it's the God in you that is living in this body. And it's the God in you that can live in acceptance and in harmony and appreciation and the nurturing of this body. And whatever's going on in your body, those are the unlearned lessons that you carried forth into this lifetime to learn from. The pains, the illnesses, the disturbances, whatever, those are where lessons reside. So also go into the physical form and love it and honor it and appreciate it and even love the aches and the pains and the disturbances and the illnesses. When I had cancer years ago, the first thing I did was move into loving of it. I loved the cancer and I said, teach me. Tell me what it is you are here to teach me and share with me what I can get from you to grow. And it began to be my teacher immediately because I asked it to be. I could have chosen to live in fear. I could have chosen to live in separation. But I didn't. It was an amazing process. I had doctors telling me things from one side, doing all they could to create fear so that I would do what they wanted me to do. I had other people that were more in the holistic traditions telling me other things to try to make me feel good so I wouldn't be in my fear, but also I would follow after these other ways. But each one was counteractive to what I was learning inside for myself. And it was very interesting. That teacher, cancer, taught me something. Never follow after anybody's belief systems out here in the world. Never, ever follow after their belief systems. But listen to everybody's belief about everything and then glean for yourself a truth that is there for you if there is a truth. And see if that's able to be applied in your daily life. And if there is nothing there that you can apply to your daily life, just be grateful for having listened and shared and participated in that conversation and go on. And do not take anything with you. And for sure, do not take on anything that doesn't truly relate to your truth. And I saw that very quickly with a couple of doctors that came into my hospital room trying to put upon me their belief systems of how I was going to die and what I needed to do to take care of myself to live a little bit longer. And as soon as they left, my teacher, cancer, spoke to me and said, so do you believe what they say to you? Are you going to die soon? And I go, I don't know. That's for you to tell me. That's what they believe, but you tell me that. And cancer said to me, I'm not going to tell you anything about whether you're going to live or die because that's the lesson that I'm here to teach you. And you're going to learn that on your own. And I'm just going to demonstrate to you the lessons so you learn it well. And I said, what do I take from these doctors? And what do I do with all this that they just told me? And they said, well, do you want to believe them or not? I said, I don't want to believe them. I don't want to believe I'm going to have a painful death. I don't want to believe I'm going to die soon. I don't want to believe all that. And I have to go to this and that. And the cancer said, don't believe it then. Believe that which is true inside of you. And then I realized what I needed to do. I needed to connect back into the loving inside, into that place where God resides in me. I had let the diagnosis and all the situation prior to the diagnosis separate me somewhat from my center, separate me from my own truth, separate me from that inner kingdom where I knew the peace to reside. And I was letting myself get caught up in my mother and my father and my brother's expression about all this that was going on, and in the doctors and in the nurses that were in the hospital. And so I began to find a way to stay anchored and present in the divine within myself, in that loving within myself. And then I could approach it very differently. And that's what we want to do in our daily life. Approach everything from the God within. But how do you do that if you don't know that God resides within you? How do you do that? It's a challenge. That's what meditation is about. Meditation is about knowing God dwells within, experiencing that movement of the divine light and the divine sound and the action of loving that radiates forth from that to fill us to overflowing. To be filled to overflowing means that you have created space within yourself and that inner kingdom, physical, emotional, imaginational, mental, all of it. You have cleared it out in such a way that the divine is ever moving in you and through you, the divine that is loving, the divine that is joy. And that is done in meditation first, giving it all up to God. God, I don't know what to do with this fear. Here, you take it. You show me what to fill it up with. You show me what to replace it with. You dissolve it back into the nothingness from which it came, because I don't know how to do that. I'm just going to live in my fear if I keep looking at it. And let God do it. And the God in you will do it if you will just allow God in you to do it. Remember, the soul that is you is the divine aspect of God, experiencing in you the soul throughout all of its creations to know God more fully. If you can begin to allow yourself to live in that way, in that attitude, then you're going to live life differently. So today, when I saw us in meditation, beginning to walk in this room and walk into that attitude of meditation, I bowed to the divinity within each one of you because I saw the true essence of the divine coming present, shining its loving, radiating its light, being in the stillness that is its true nature. And that's what I ever know of you. That's what I ever do with you, is to bow to that divine. I don't want to watch and see those limitations that I saw starting to pop up as we went further into our meditation and began to fill this room. It was amazing. When this room was being filled with the radiance of the loving that is of God within us, this room was huge. And it was light, and it was airy, and it was just so free. But when the limitations started filling it up, this room very quickly became dense and tight and impossible to move around in because there was just no space left to move in. That's what many of our lives are like when we allow ourselves to live in limitation. Everything is heavy and burdened and dense, and it's difficult to move because of those limitations. But if you can just begin to just squeak out of your own consciousness, I love you, Lord, and I love all these limitations that are in my way, that are surrounding me, that are suppressing me. I love the God in you, all of you limitations. I love the God in you. You'll begin to see very quickly the love beginning to move the energy in such a way as to dismiss the energy, to disperse it, to call it back into the nothingness from which it came, to allow it to move back into that void existence, so that you have the freedom to live the essence of your own truth and not be caught up in the belief that now has become a limitation. It's interesting also, if I'm living in that essence of the divine within me with you, I can still feel your heartache, your pain, your challenge, your disturbance. I can feel it in my emotional body. And if I'm not careful, I can get caught back up in that and go down into my emotional body and get caught up in your situation and go into sympathy with you. Oh, This is so terrible. I feel so bad for you. Oh, poor you. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do? How are we going to get you out of this? And by entering into that sympathy with you, I only feed that which is limiting you. I have now just begun to join with you. And if anything, I allow to myself to feed in me that same quality that has weighed you down. That's what sympathy does. But if I'm living in the divine essence of myself and in that awareness of that, and I become aware of what is burdening your heart, is disturbing your consciousness, and I stay in the divine essence of myself and hold for you to move into that within yourself, then I truly am of service to you. I have entered into service with you. I have entered into empathy, not sympathy, with you. And in holding in that way, it allows you to begin to look up inside yourself to find your own way out. And it's not for me to say, oh, what are we going to do together? How are we going to get out of this? But it's for me to just hold with you and realize you are out of this. You have just believed yourself into something and believed that which is truly not real to be something that is limiting you from seeing the real that is you, soul. And that's what Brian and I do as spiritual teachers. We hold from that place of the divine within ourselves, that you keep looking up to the divine within you and allow yourself to find your way out of the maze that you created for yourself, so that you find your freedom. And what more can I say than that? Love everything, and it will be transformed into loving. But feed it continually with the old patterns, the old ways, and you'll continue to live in the old. This pathway is so simple, but it is also one that causes us to ever have to stay present in the moment. What am I thinking right now? What am I doing right now? Am I in reaction or in action? What is it I say over and over and over? You're responsible for your thoughts and your feelings, your actions and your reactions. That's what a disciple's responsibilities are. If you keep that in mind and you keep doing just that, you'll find your life will be easier in the world, and you'll find that your spiritual life through meditation will move very quickly into a place of wondrous spiritual awakening and experience. And with that, I don't know if you have anything else you'd like to add. I don't know. That's up to you to say.
And oh, what fun that process is. One of the things I do want to share, I was aware last week after the talk I gave, there's one thing I left out that was so key, and that's the action of gratitude. And just this last week, I've been looking at that more. And of course, getting to work with it again more consciously by bringing it more present within me. And it's really wonderful that I have come to find that sometimes, you know, even when we do the names, when we meditate, when we do everything we can, the loving, the acceptance, forgiveness, and sometimes it just seems like we're still stuck. And no matter what we do, sometimes these things just don't seem to move within us. And so gratitude is just another tool, if you will, by which maybe we can experiment and work with as well to begin to open to these greater actions. Because gratitude is another aspect of God. And in that, through any of these aspects of God, those are all doorways or keys by which we open the doors to move into the greater experience of loving. So I just wanted to share a little bit about that. And that I was finding that this week as I started working with gratitude in my meditation, that just as Jim was sharing, those things that came up, the limitations that sometimes we call blocks as well, where we feel separate or stuck, where we just find or feel like that no matter what we do, we just don't seem to be moving forward into what we really want, which obviously is the greater freedom and that loving expression and the experience of the greater fullness of that. Even when we call it something out here in the world, it's really that experience within ourselves as we're doing in the world. And so as I started working with gratitude, I started going into gratitude for all those things that I see as blessings in my life. And as I did that, all of a sudden I found the door within beginning to open, and that movement of loving just pouring through me. And it was such a wonderful experience to have that going on. But then all of a sudden I became aware, and this is similar to what Jim just shared. First he saw the souls and bowing down and acknowledging the loving. So that was me through gratitude, experiencing that loving. But then all of a sudden, in that movement of loving, just as Jim described, and then all came into limitations. Well, in that, as the loving poured through, I began to see that area within me that I experienced constriction, restraint, stuckness. Where I started to see my own limitations, my own pains and upsets of whatever that was. Because often, we don't even know what it is. If we did, it'd probably be easy just to let it go. I forgive this, poof, that Jim was saying, drag it in and let it go into the nothingness. I wish it were always that easy. Sometimes it is, and a lot of the time it's not. So one of the things I discovered through this action of gratitude is that it did open the door to allow that greater movement of loving within me. And then in that greater fullness, in that loving itself brought to my awareness those limitations inside of me. And I went, oh my gosh. In part of my sharing last week, I talked about the action of grace. And so here it was again, through gratitude, that movement of loving, or God's grace, through gratitude here, started to also awaken within me, or bring my awareness to those limitations, those blocks, those things where I felt in constriction or separate, that were in the way of that greater fullness of what I really was after. I went, golly, these are the things I don't like, the things I'd get upset about, the fears, the judgments, the things I want to avoid. But yet through the movement of loving, it was being brought up to my awareness to have to deal with, to work with. But you see, like last week I was sharing, I found that in God's grace, that's what will often take place. It's God's grace will bring us the awareness of those things within us so that it calls our attention, that we begin to take the greater responsibility to apply the loving, to apply the acceptance of forgiveness, or in this case, gratitude. And so I even began to be grateful for those limitations, to thank God for everything in my life, not just the good, but that which I may have judged as bad. And it was really wonderful that as I started to even thank God for that I began to experience the loving now beginning to move in and through those areas within me in which I experienced that blockade, that limitation. And I'll have to admit, in this one meditation, it didn't just disappear, go poof. I always hope for that, and sometimes it does. But the thing that I was aware of is that where I felt no movement of loving through that before, it felt like a constriction. And if you notice where I'm even doing my hand over my body, this is where I felt it physically, over the heart, the solar plexus, the lower abdomen. It's like just this energy inside of me. But the wonderful thing was, I began to feel that movement of loving going into and through that limitation. And I knew that was the beginning of the dissolving it back into the nothingness. Because I know some of these things do take time. that these lessons, as Jim was describing earlier, such as the cancer or whatever it may be, that was a physical thing. But this also applies, in this case, I could feel almost like a physical pain, but it was really more internal, mental, and emotional. It applies to all the different levels. But I know that is all it takes is the beginning to get that movement of loving even into those areas where it seems like there is none. That's the beginning now of getting that freedom, of dissolving it back into the nothingness. And that the lessons that I am to learn, it always comes present through that movement of loving. And it is that movement of loving what I find bringing my awareness to what the loving is in the limitation. Does that make sense in a way? We can talk to the limitations, as Jim talked with the cancer. But what I found is our talking to that, who's really talking to the limitation? We are the soul, the consciousness of who we are. That is loving. And so as we turn our attention, which is loving, towards these things within us, that automatically, in giving it that loving attention, it'll start to dissolve and free that up. Because now we as soul are willing to look and to learn and to grow through those experiences. And it's all a movement of loving. But part of this pathway of learning and growing, discovering the greater truth of who we are, is to be willing to direct ourselves into all areas, even the limitations. Because that's where the learning is. The soul has come in to learn. So we as soul simply direct ourselves to look at the creations, both the limitations as well as the abundant expansiveness we experience. So I found as I worked with the gratitude, it just started lightening all that up. The heaviness of the limitations started to lighten up. I could literally feel the spaces in between where it seemed there were none. That light of loving was starting to create the space to loosen it up, to lighten it up, to begin that process of freeing it. And in that, this was just a feeling level and a knowing of what was going on. But in that movement, I also began to have more of the understanding, or what we might call information, of what that was relating to inside of me from my own learning. So a lot of the time, I know we look for information and thinking that may be the solution. It's only part of the solution. The information comes just through that movement of loving. So always focus on that first, God only. And whatever that third one was you said as your little trinity. That as you do that, then you give yourself the opportunity to let the information or the learning come present in your awareness. And that's you as soul, taking the greater responsibility, learning how to be that greater creator, which is the loving. That even those creations of limitation, that we begin now to free ourselves, to begin to create the greater freedom through what we are choosing to do and this greater movement towards the awakening and the truth of who we are, rather than the illusion of who we might have thought we were. So begin to look at these things, maybe in a different way, as Jim was discussing, attitudes and putting on or taking off the clothing. And realize that it always boils down to that action of loving, the movement of loving. And just know, if you're trying to work with that through chanting, through focusing on God or the LAF, if it's not working, realize there are other tools, such as gratitude. Maybe that's the key that's going to open the door. It's up to you just simply to work with it, to discover and find, to survive finding just this week. And I'm going to work with it more. This was just the beginning to take it to another level. Because I know it was just beginning to awaken more of those own constrictions within. But there is a willingness. It does take a willingness on each of our parts to begin to really work with these things, that we apply them so that we learn the lessons. You know, the funniest thing as well that I have found in this, it is so much easier to apply these things and be willing to look at these things, to learn the lessons through the loving, than to avoid them, to resist them, to push them away, to run or struggle with them. That's the hard part. It's amazing. That is where the struggle is. But because we're so used to that from all of our learning, that's just what we, in a sense, know how to do habitually. And so we're always used to the struggle and the hardness. This is tough. This is hard. And so this is a new way of learning. It is a new way, and it takes some effort and repetition to begin to learn how to do this new way. But my gosh, when you really do it, and you already know for yourselves, or you're going to find out in doing it, it's so much easier just to do it and have it done. Because that's how it gets done, is through the loving, the simplicity of that. That's where the ease and the grace that we'd all like is, but it's our choice. It's just hard, I know, at times, to turn our focus into that simplicity and allow that greater ease, allow the greater grace to awaken and that we live it within. I mean, just this last week, I had an appointment with somebody, and boy, did they go through a process. They just put themselves through a process or something they wanted to share. They were so scared, they even started getting teary-eyed. They're holding back, but yet they knew within themselves that if they did this, there's going to be this greater freedom. But the fear they had to overcome in order to do that expression, that sharing, which was the movement of loving, to overcome the limitation. They had to rise above the limitation, because that's what loving does when we choose to participate in loving. It automatically lifts us above the limitations. They almost didn't get there, but they knew they wanted to, and they finally just, they're giving all the explanations and excuses, and then they said, that's it. I'm just going to say it and just do it. And then they did it, and all of a sudden, it was done. All the struggle, the fear, just dissolved. And all of a sudden, when they got it out, they go, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought it would be. And then we began laughing, because they realized a wonderful thing, and yet such a simple process of what we can do within ourselves to make it seem so hard, and the way we limit ourselves, and how we within ourselves can create that or the greater freedom in sharing. And then there was the lightness and the joy and the greater freedom of all that. It's really not that hard. It only looks, feels, sounds, or seems like that when we're on the other side of it, where we can't see beyond it. But the way to see beyond is to really step into the loving. So you do rise above it. And then when you do it in loving, that loving comes in and just dissolves the limitation because of the choice that we made. And then poof, it is gone. And sometimes it's a lot of poofs until it's completely gone. But just allow it to be what it is and understand some things are gradual and take time. Other things will move quickly. But don't let that be your concern. Let your concern be the movement of loving and always bringing yourself back into that focus and placing your attention there. Concern yourself with doing that. And all the rest will get handled automatically because you're choosing to participate and focus on the loving and not get caught up, as in Jim said, the sympathy, whether it's with yourself, woe is me, or with another, woe is them. So it does come back truly to that level of simplicity. The work is just holding our attention there as long as possible. I always like to say the karma, the lessons of the world, is like gravity. It's constantly pulling us down. And so it takes a constant effort to always lift ourselves up, to always, in a sense, rise above that gravitational pull where the greater freedom is that is beyond the gravity. Just as in the Earth's atmosphere, once you get above it, right? You get into outer space, there's no gravity. What a wonderful outer reflection. And if you can begin to see that within yourself, you'll begin to see that it works the same way within our own consciousness. That all we have to do is get out of the gravitational pull of the mind, the emotions, the imagination, the body, and the soul flies free. And you get to see from that greater perspective. You can see the details. And it is that scene where we begin to awaken and fulfill all those lessons that we've come in to learn and grow through. So that's the fulfillment, is to move higher and higher into the greater loving until eventually we rise above the gravitational pull of the karmas of the world. And then we truly live the greater freedom. And then, as we do, in that knowing, in that awakeful state, that inner knowing, in that freedom, even when we come back into this world, we know we can also get out. Just like in a plane, the plane lands and the plane takes off. We know how to do that because we've done it. So we know how, no matter how often we come back into this world, we can always once again take right off again and move into that greater place of freedom at any time, at any moment. So clear your runways. Get ready to take off. And just find yourself in that greater freedom and movement of spirit. Know that you really do have the freedom, even when it, my God, surely looks like you don't. Don't fool yourself. Really know you have the freedom, no matter what it looks or sounds or feels like. You know the way, you know how to get your freedom. All Jim and I are doing is reminding you. You already know. So do it. Take off and set yourself free. Hey, right on time. Okay, well.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
I feel like today I was living in a commercial. You know that commercial where somebody tells their story and then some actor translates it? He did a much better job of translating what I just said. So that's fun.
Spirit Airlines, all right.
So this is Little Richard. All right, see you next Sunday.
Yeah.